Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to do something that instantly makes a drum and bass loop feel like a real arrangement. Break layer on and off automation per phrase. Because in DNB, the groove isn't just your kick and snare pattern. The groove is the relationship between your clean foundation and that break texture on top. When the break comes in at the right moment, the track widens, gets more urgent, more alive. When it drops out, everything tightens up and hits harder. That push and pull is arrangement. So here's the goal. You'll build a drum group where your core drums stay solid and consistent, and your break layer switches intensity every 8 or 16 bars without clicks, without sounding like you just hit a mute button, and without messing up the punch of the snare. First, quick setup. Set your tempo to a typical DNB range, 170 to 176 BPM. I'll start at 174. Go into arrangement view and set up a 16 or 32 bar loop region. This matters because we're going to think like an arranger, not like a looper. Here's a phrase rule that will keep you out of trouble. 8 bars is like a sentence, 16 bars is a full thought. Most of your bigger break changes should happen right on strong phrase starts. In a 32 bar block, that's usually bar 1, bar 9, bar 17, and bar 25. Those are your energy decision points. Now build your structure. Create tracks for kick, snare, hats, and break layer. Select them and group them so you have one drums group. The reason we group is simple. You'll want overall control and bus processing on the drum group later, but you need the break layer to be independently automated like an instrument inside the drums, not glued to everything else. Next, choose your break. Grab something classic like an Amen style loop, think, Hot Pants, whatever fits your vibe. Drop it on the break layer track. Now prep it so it behaves. Turn warp on, set the warp mode to beats, preserve transients, transient loop mode forward, and set the envelope somewhere around 40 to 70. Tighter envelope gives you a more chopped, controlled feel. Looser envelope smears a bit more, which can be cool, but for tight rollers you usually want it controlled. Before we automate anything, gain stage it. Put utility first in the chain. Set the utility gain down roughly minus 10 to minus 18 dB as a starting point. Remember, in most modern DNB, the break layer is often felt more than it's obviously heard. Unless you're going full jungle, you want texture and ghost movement, not a second set of drums fighting your main drums. Now add basic break cleanup. Drop an EQ 8 after utility. High pass is somewhere around 120 to 200 HC. If you're going heavier and darker, you can even go 180 to 250. The idea is, your sub and your punch live elsewhere. The break doesn't get to own the low end. If it sounds boxy, a small dip around 300 to 500 helps. If it needs air, a gentle shelf in the 6 to 10k range can lift it without making it harsh. Optional but very DNB. Add drum boss after the EQ. Drive around 2 to 6, crunch maybe 5 to 15%, and usually keep boom off for breaks. We want grit and glue, not extra low-end bloom. Pool. Now we choose how we're going to do the phrase switching. There are three reliable ways, and each has a different feel. Option A is volume automation. It's simple and musical. You just fade the break in and out per phrase. Option B is utility gain mute style automation. This is my go-to. You keep your track fader for mixing, and you automate utility gain for arrangement. It's clean, repeatable, and easy to copy around. Option C is gating. This is more aggressive and jungle-leaning. The break doesn't fade, it snaps in rhythmically. It can sound amazing, but it needs a little care to avoid pops. For this lesson, let's do the utility method first, because it's the most flexible and mix-friendly. Press A to show automation. On the break layer track, pick utility gain as the automation target. Now think in phrases. Here's a classic 32-bar pattern you can steal all day. Bars 1 to 8. Break off. Not just quiet. Properly off. Set utility gain to minus infinity, or just pull it all the way down. Bars 9 to 16. Bring the break in, but low. Like minus 16 dB-ish. This is the tease. It's there, but it's not the headline. Bars 17 to 24. The drop energy. Bring it up a bit more. Maybe minus 12 to minus 8 depending on the break. It should add urgency and texture. Not steal your snare. Bars 25 to 28, turn it off again for contrast. Then bars 29 to 32, bring it back. That gives you call and response. Tight, wide, full, twist. Now, a huge detail. Don't make it sound like a random toggle. Even when you're doing on slash off, you want it to feel intentional. First trick, micro fades. If you hard switch auto on a waveform peak, you can get clicks. The fix is easy. Either draw a tiny ramp in the utility automation, like fade in over an eighth note or even a sixteenth, or enable clip fades on the audio clip and give it a 2 to 10 millisecond fade. Tiny, you won't hear the fade, you'll just notice the clicks disappear. Second trick, filter ramps into the on moment. Add auto filter on the break. Set it to low pass. Add a bit of drive, like 2 to 6, and keep resonance modest, around 0.5 to 1.2. Now automate the filter in the bar before the break comes in. For example, during bar 8, sweep the cutoff from something like 300 to 800 Hz up to 8 to 14 kHz. Then at bar 9 you bring the utility gain up. That reads like a build into the new phrase, not a button press. Third trick, give it a tail when you turn it off. Sometimes you mute the break and it feels like the room got sucked out. An easy way to keep it musical is a tiny reverb throw. Create a return track with reverb. Set decay to around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds, and high-pass the reverb, around 200 to 400 so it doesn't cloud the low mids. Right before the break turns off, automate the break send amount up briefly, then cut the break. You get this little ghost tail that carries you into the next phrase. Now let's talk about the states concept, because this is where intermediate producers level up. Don't think only on and off. Think in three intensity states you can repeat. State 0 is hidden. The break is basically silent, but it's still running in time. Utility gain way down, or filter mostly closed. State 1 is ghost. You can feel shuffle and movement, but it's filtered and tucked. This is perfect for intros, breakdowns, and builds where you want tension without full energy. State 2 is present. Full bandwidth, louder, maybe a touch more attack or drive. That's your drop mode. Once you have those three states, phrase automation becomes composition. You're not muting. You're choosing energy. To make this faster, build a break control rack. Put your break devices inside an audio effect rack and map a few macros. Map utility gain to a level macro. Map auto filter cutoff to an LP macro. If you're using a gate, map the gate threshold to a gate macro, and map utility width to a width macro. Now instead of drawing 5 automation lanes all over the place, you automate 1 or 2 macros per phrase. You can duplicate a 32-bar section, and redraw just the macro curves to get variation fast. Quick warning, avoid automation fights with inconsistent clip loudness. If you're using multiple break clips or slices, use clip gain to roughly match them first. Then your macro automation behaves predictably across the track. This is one of those boring workflow things that saves you hours. Now, if you want that tighter, choppier, jungle-style switching, let's touch the gate method. Add a gate after your tone shaping, like after EQ or after drum bus depending on what you prefer. Set the threshold so the gate opens on the hits you care about. Then set return around 50 to 150 milliseconds so it doesn't cut off too unnaturally. Release around 80 to 200 milliseconds, and tune it to the groove. Faster release gets more choppy. Longer release smooths it out. Instead of automating device on and off, which can pop, automate the threshold. High threshold means it basically never opens, so the break is off. Lower threshold means it opens and the break is on. And the really cool part is you can do half-on behavior. It opens only on stronger hits, so the break becomes a dynamic texture. Now mixing discipline. Because break layers can absolutely wreck your kick and snare clarity if you let them. Keep the low end out. High pass the break. If your snare loses impact when the break comes in, add sidechain compression on the break triggered by the snare. Use a ratio around 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Fastish attack, medium release. You're not trying to pump. You're just carving space so the snare crack stays stable while the break texture moves around it. Another pro move is stereo management. Breaks can smear your drop if they're super wide. Automate utility width per phrase. You might run wider in the intro and build, like 110 to 130% if it sounds good, then tighten it in the drop to 70 to 90% so the drop hits centered and serious. Let's wrap this into a mini practice arrangement you can do right now. Make a 32-bar loop. Core drums always on. On the break, automate utility gain like this. Bars 1 to 8. Hidden. Utility gain down at minus infinity. Bars 9 to 16, ghost. Bring it to around minus 16 dB, and keep a low pass that opens in bar 8. Bar 17 to 24, present. Bring it to around minus 12 dB and open the filter fully. Bars 25 to 28, back to hidden for contrast. Bars 29 to 32, bring it back. Maybe around minus 14 dB, and at bar 32 do a tiny reverb throw before it cuts, so the phrase ending feels intentional. Then bounce it and do 2 listens. First at low volume. Do the phrase boundary still read clearly? Can you feel when the section changes even quietly? Then listen louder and focus on the snare. Does the snare stay stable when the brake changes state? If not, turn the brake down, high pass a bit higher, or add that snare sidechain. Final recap. The brake layer is an energy and texture tool. Automate it per phrase, not randomly. Use utility gain automation for clean, repeatable control. Add micro fades to avoid clicks, and use filter ramps and tiny tails to make transitions feel musical. If you want extra spice, move from simple on slash off to three states: hidden, ghost, present. That's how you get a loop to start breathing like a record. If you tell me what subgenre you're making, like liquid, rollers, neuro, or jungle, and whether your brake is clean or gritty, I can suggest a specific 64-bar state map and give you macro ranges that fit the style.